October 24th, 1929. Some would call it Black Thursday, the day of the infamous stock market crash that ushered in the Great Depression. It was this event, perhaps more than others, that served as a milestone for Arthur Dale's story. By 1932, the American public had lost faith that the administration of Herbert Hoover could cope with the economic crisis facing the nation and elected Franklin Delano Roosevelt president.
This is a day of national consecration. And I am certain that on this day, my fellow Americans expect that on my induction into the presidency, I will address them with a candor and a decision which the present situation of our people impels.
With Roosevelt's inauguration in 1933 came his promise of a New Deal and one of the most ambitious first 100 days in any administration. FDR's rise to the presidency not only carried with it a new social and political agenda for the nation, it also brought his wife Eleanor to the forefront of change in America. The First Lady would champion the cause of New Deal communities, with her greatest interest and involvement being Arthur Dale. Driving on the original roads today and viewing homes and buildings built by the community's first residents, you become part of the legacy of a dramatic period of change in America's history.